Police sergeant took a lot of the freezer without permission. A popsicle out of the freezer without permission. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05, July the 29th. July is ending this weekend as we know it. Hey, our phone lines here are 605-4567. That's a 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live on KCNR1460.com. And you can join us in the chat room, I assume. My computer's not on, so we're pushing buttons as we start here. And, gosh, yesterday, 110. We'll talk about that in a couple minutes. But, of course, we're always joined by Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
Bad Bob. So, did you have a good day yesterday, Bad Bob?
Yesterday was a pretty good day.
Why are you being so reticent this morning?
Well, I have a stress test this morning, and they do not allow caffeine, so I've not had the morning coffee. And as we all know, radio people without coffee is not a pretty sight.
Hey, you want a stress test, Bad Bob? I'll give you a stress test. I'll give you a stress test right now, and then you can just save you that money.
Well, you're just full of...
Whoa.
Vinegar Carl lives.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of somebody that raises my blood pressure...
Don't segue Vinegar over here.
My heartbeat, who gets me all excited there, little pilgrim. Here she is.
Well, last night. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday, 7:07 in the morning. You're looking at 105 today. Hey, we've got a really interesting show today. It's kind of like smack, mack in the middle of do we, don't we? And you'll have to stick around to see what we're talking about. Clear tonight with a low of 70. Tomorrow with a 103 and mostly clear tomorrow night of around 69. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And Thursday nights and Sunday nights, they are increasing their hours for dinner as well as the summer music series. Now, I just have to tell you, first time I put my glasses on today, had my eyes dilated last night, so I couldn't really see. You know, I went to a party and I had sunglasses on the whole time. It was just Trey cool. But so anyway, I am in these, they're not bifocals. They call them blended.
They're bifocals.
So
they don't look like bifocals.
Well, they don't look like bifocals. So I'm trying to get used to them because you go from, of course, looking to the top of the glasses to the bottom of the glasses and just get adjusted. So bear with me. But I will tell you on this day in history, it is, and that's why I just have to look down there and I can see through those extra ones, but it gets furry over there, or fuzzy, excuse me. The Tonight Show began simply as Tonight in 1954. Then it changed titles to Tonight, America After Dark. On this night in 1957, Jack Parr began a successful 5-year run as host of The Tonight Show on NBC TV, changing its name to The Jack Parr Tonight Show. Jack Parr came to NBC from the competition over at CBS, where he'd been a game talk show host. And, of course, we all know that Jack Parr's forte was interviewing. He would get so involved with his guests and their stories that he would not only laugh with them, but he would sometimes even cry. He was known for his emotional outbursts, whether involved an interviewee, a personal crusade, or a feud with the likes of Ed Sullivan or Dorothy Kilgallen. So that sometimes became the major attraction of the show. What's changed?
Well, you know, what's changed is people are not... The talk show hosts at night aren't, they don't show the class or the subtle ability that people like Johnny Carson and, And Jack Parr did. You know, now they make their jokes on attacking and hurting people. Carson and Parr before were truly gentlemen. And yeah, you know, Parr was very emotional, where Carson wasn't. But Carson can make people laugh and people enjoyed the show without having them turn into little attack dogs and making fun of people and all those things. So the differences is, I think, is just a much more, you know, a much more of a class act.
Well, yes,
before
it wasn't a mean humor.
Yeah, it was.
We have mean
now. It's
humor
mean.
Now.
It's, you know, what can Letterman do to destroy people? You know, and you know what? And here's the thing: is Letterman and Leno, they're both, you know, so, you know, they've got their problems, you know, huge problems. But they get out there for an hour and a half or whatever their shows are. And they destroy people.
The very first show he had were guests, see if you remember these names, Alexander King, singer Robert Merrill, and funny man Buddy Hackett.
Now, him I've heard of.
King and Hackett became regulars over the years.
Robert
just
Merrill,
as
I remember him.
Jack Parr became a regular in our bedrooms every night until March 30th, 1962. Yeah, Buddy Hackett. I saw him and his son. I used to work with his son in Las Vegas doing different, I don't know, different productions. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, let's say it's a father-son or a mother-son or, you know, you just kind of want to go away with a buddy and you love football, I have two tickets. And I want to make sure somebody gets these tickets today. It's the Lions All-Star Football NorCal Classic. That's this Saturday. It's a 7 o'clock p.m. show, so it's in Oroville. And evidently, we heard yesterday they have a brand new $12 million stadium. So this is awesome, and these are the best of the best that have been selected, these players that are going to be playing this game from the North and the South, and many of them have already, all of them have graduated from high school, and this is where they play that one last game. So you can imagine a passion involved, that one last game before they go off to college. They may be in a sports scholarship, whatever, but yesterday we were looking at some of the statistics of the players, and it was amazing. So this is the Lions All-Star football game, and the first caller, just pull over. You know you want to go. 605-4567. Make your safe call. And call the hotline here on KCNR this morning. And let's get you those tickets to go to the 34th Annual Lions All-Star Football NorCal Classic. We got to take a break. Happy Friday to you all. This is Carla Lindebaugh here on Free Fire Radio.
Place your bets and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. Is single-deck blackjack hand-picked more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie gal poker. The notorious blackjack tournaments are back. Plus, coming soon, very soon to the pit, mystery card roulette. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com. Better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
If poker is your passion, stop by Wind River Casino and play in the River's Edge Poker League Series. This series runs through September. Play in any poker tournament any day of the week to earn points. Finish in the top 20 in each of our nightly tournaments and earn your way to be one of the top 50 point earners. Who will end up being the ultimate poker player at our card room? It could be you. The top 50 point earners and one guest will be hosted to an awards dinner and a $1,000 free roll tournament. It's better on the river.
Join us this Sunday and every Sunday at C.R. Gibbs American Grill for Sunday brunch, C.R. Gibbs style. Enjoy an entertainment sensation and tantalize your taste buds with Eggs Benedict, biscuits and gravy, malted waffles with over a dozen toppings, our cooked-to-order omelet station, seasonal fruits, homemade pastas, scrumptious salads, delectable desserts, and much, much, much more. C.R. Gibbs favorites like oak-fired tri-tip, seafood specials, and our famous peel-and-eat shrimp. Each Sunday, the chef will change up special creations just to keep you guessing. Savor the combination of great food, great company, and a great price of $13.95. Such a deal, it's a steal, and it's only found at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Brunch is served from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and reservations are always recommended. Call 221-2335, 221-2335. We look forward to serving you this Sunday for brunch, where entertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
They say when one door closes, another opens. For ING Direct customers upset their bank is getting sold, there's this, Ally Bank. Ally Bank offers great rates, an award-winning online savings account, and no monthly maintenance fees, just like you're used to. Plus, Ally has no ATM fees nationwide, innovative products like Raise Your Rate CDs, and 24/7 live customer service, where phone customer satisfaction is over 90%. Go to allybank.com or call 1-877-247-ALLY. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:16 in the morning. Friday, July 29th, is going to be up to 105. Yesterday, it was 110.
Oh, come on.
I thought maybe that was just an exaggeration. You know, you get that, you know, that temperature on your car. Then I ran into somebody else. We had the Dancing with the Stars. We all kind of got together last night with the Women's Refuge, and they all were saying it was like 108, 110. Okay, you ready for this? Apple. You know, Apple is the one,
Macintosh.
You know, Macintosh, you know, the computer company.
The computer I have.
That's right.
And Bob
Here's
has.
Something you need to keep in mind as you follow the ongoing congressional debate over the debt ceiling, which, by the way, isn't such a mess. According to the latest daily statement from the U.S. Treasury, the government had an operating cash balance of $73.8 billion at the end of the day Wednesday. Apple's last earnings report showed that the company had $76.2 billion in cash in marketable securities at the end of June. So Apple has more cash than the United States of America. The world's largest tech company has more cash than the world's largest sovereign government. Why do you think this might be? It's because Apple collects more money than it spends. Hoorah! Hoorah! Why don't you get the president or the CEO of Apple, have them run the government for a while, have them start putting this on a for-profit basis. I know that sounds funny. A for-profit basis. But, you know, what we do is government doesn't run out of profit, as we've learned. In fact, this morning we're going to be talking with two different groups of people that are talking about something that has an impact on our fine city, and that's the convention center. We're going to have the State of the Reading Convention Center Committee. It's going to be on here in about 15 minutes. And also we're having Bethel Church on at 8 o'clock. We're going to talk about Bethel Church in itself, but then also we're going to talk about their plans for the convention center if they do get the nod for this. A lot of ideas kicking around, a lot of people talking about how to do these different things, but here we are at the last minute, at the last second, saying we got to do something about this. It's kind of like raising the debt ceiling. What's going to happen? All right, let's go to the phones here. Ron, good morning.
Yeah. Good morning.
And how are you today?
I'm doing fine. Getting ready for a busy day, lining up our dinner and stuff for the golf tournament.
That's right. Tell us about your golf tournament tomorrow.
We have, you know, it's a fundraiser for our Veterans Historical Association. We've got quite a bit of equipment we're working on and restoring right now. What it is, it's just a little nine-hole one. We had to postpone it from May because of the rain, and anyway, we had it scheduled for the afternoon, and so, you know, the warm weather probably isn't going to be real good for us. But anyway, we tee off at 1 o'clock. It's just going to be nine holes. The cost is $40, and that includes a barbecue dinner that we're going to have following the golf tournament.
Okay, so where's this going to be at?
This is going to be at the Churn Creek Golf Course down on Churn Creek Road. That's right up kind of on the corner there in Churn Creek Bottom off of Knighton Road and Churn Creek there, close to the creek itself.
Okay, now, so this is to raise money for you all, the ones with the helicopter that goes from spot to spot.
Right. We have the helicopter there, and we've been, getting more and more donations and some of the vehicle stuff that we're having to restore. We recently had taken it up to the traveling wall in Klamath Falls there the 4th of July, and really had a lot of people donating items to us, too. So now we've got even more yet. So it seems like we get more work faster and we can get it done.
Yeah. Okay, so how do people get a hold of you?
They can call me on my at my home phone, which is 221-0590, or call my cell phone, which is 941-2130.
Okay, and they can, or they can just come out to church. Can they just come out tomorrow and play?
Yeah, if they come out there, and if they're a single group, we're going to be playing in a four-man scramble format. But I have some individuals that I know aren't going out, but I'll put them together and make up a team of those that if they don't have somebody to play with, we'll put them with someone.
Okay, Ron. So that's the Northern California Veterans Golf Tournament that you're having, and it's going
right,
to be at
right.
1 o'clock. It's going to be at Churn Creek, and it's to raise money to help restore historical items, historical
right.
military
yeah,
items.
We have a deuce and a half and a three-quarter ton that we're working on right now to bring them up where they're running good and everything.
Okay. All right, Ron. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. And anybody can get out to Churns Creek tomorrow at 1 o'clock and play some golf with these guys. They're great people. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, FiveStarBank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still, the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years. Redding, California.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. 7:25 in the morning. Last Friday in July. Now we're heading into August. 107 today.
Hey, I have some good news.
Dee-da-dee-da-dee-da.
Something I just got in the email that I thought I'd share with you quickly. You know, Trudy Pratt has a show on KCNR on Saturdays. Positively healthy,
yes.
And she is a wonderful person. And so she really got behind Dan Martin from Lazy 69. You'll hear the commercials.
That's right.
Well, evidently they do, I don't know if it's an egg off or it's the Cornucopia Institute, rated Lazy 69 Ranch, their organic eggs, the very top. They got the top five eggs, nominated, voted the best out of a five egg rating. And I don't know how many is in here. There's got to be 50, 60. They're all over from, you've got...
all of the United States?
Yeah, all of the United States.
And our own guy, Lazy 69,
right here in
got
Shasta
first
County.
Place.
That's right.
That's
so
great.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you know what? And Lazy 69 has their own beef. They have everything out there, the chicken. And they work their butts off to get this, by
so
the way.
Cool.
Okay, let's talk about some other things. How about this? Do you remember this scientist, a guy named Charles Monet? He's one of those that observed that several polar bears had drowned in the Arctic Ocean, helping to galvanize the global warming movement. Appears that he's on administrative leave for falsifying things like this. They're saying that he's been investigated for integrity issues, and it has to do with a 2006 journal article about the bear. I think what they found in those bears was that they got caught in a storm out there and they drowned. Okay, circumcision. If you were planning on circumcising any of your children in San Francisco, looks like you can continue to do it. It's off the ballot, just in case you were wondering. And as we reported yesterday, and I just love doing it because I'm going to do it again, the Mexican illegals are going home. And why is that? More jobs. Unemployment there is only 4.3%. They can get homes on credit. They can get medical care. They've become a middle-class country. 4.9% compared with 9.4%. Now, let's think about the illegals that are still here. Why don't they just keep moving south? Why are we still paying money for that? Why are we in such a big budget crisis? Could that be part of the problem? Anyway, now, in our last couple minutes before our guest comes on, and that's Chris Darker will be coming in, and he's going to be talking about why they believe that privatization for keeping the convention center is the way to go. They want to do, there's already dollars dedicated to it. There's, they have, points on how they want to do it. They don't think it should be given, allowed to be, leased out to other organizations. So Chris is going to come in and talk about that, and he's sitting out in our waiting room. And then, of course, at 8 o'clock, we have Bethel Church. Oh, we've never had Bethel Church. So we want to talk about Bethel Church, and let them talk about Bethel Church a little bit, about who they are and what they do, but also talk about the convention center and their ideas. Now, we've got two opposing viewpoints here, so it's not going to be a debate, but it is going to be two groups of people that are going to be talking about it. All right. Now, the if you take a look at what's going on in the... If you take a look at what's going on in the House of Representatives, they still haven't taken a vote. At least they hadn't as of this morning. They still haven't taken a vote on what on raising the debt ceiling. You've got some Republicans that are in there saying, "Look, no more votes after this. This is it. We raise it one time. That's it. Balanced budget." That's already was defeated in the Senate. They're talking about taking a couple increments. Now, the Democrats don't want that because that means there's going to be another debt ceiling vote in 2012, right there before the elections, which makes of course, President Obama puts him back on his feet, or puts him, sets him back a step. Now, the problem is who's doing what? August 2nd, my friends, August 2nd, I believe that's next Tuesday. Our debt ceiling goes. Carl and the Bot. We come back, Chris Stark, we're going to be talking the convention center.
And we also are going to be taking a call from Amy. Hang on to the other line. Carl and Linda Bott here at KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street is watching a sell-off in early morning trading following a disappointing report on the U.S. economy. The economy grew at a much slower pace in the second quarter than expected as higher gasoline prices took a toll on consumer spending. The Commerce Department issued its initial reading on second quarter GDP, which grew at an anemic 1.3%. The combined growth for the first 6 months of the year was the weakest since the recession ended. Growth in the first quarter was also revised sharply lower from its previous estimate. And Yahoo says it reached a deal with Chinese partner Alibaba over e-payment unit Alipay. The companies have been at odds since Alibaba transferred assets of Alipay to another Chinese company. Under the terms of the agreement, Alibaba could receive as much as $6 billion in proceeds from an initial public offering of Alipay or other liquidity event. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Running a business is not for the faint of heart. Competition is fierce, margins are thin, and what you don't know can hurt you. That's why 6 million businesses worldwide are Sage. Software and connected services from Sage make business smarter and business life easier. A Sage business knows what's happening inside the numbers. What does it take to turn insight into income? A Sage business knows. Get in the know. Visit sagebusinessknows.com to learn how to make your business Sage.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
The Golden Mart Annual Estate Sale starts August 1st. Start your Christmas shopping early with free layaway. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Waterworks Park.
The avalanche is awesome.
It was really fun.
When you're coming down, it's really fast. It's awesome. It's just so awesome.
Really fun.
Avalanche! The avalanche is my favorite ride.
Fast, fun, wet, the cyclone.
Fun. Really fun.
Summertime fun at Waterworks Park, the coolest place in Reading.
You'll have fun, fun shooting down the mountain at Waterworks Park.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale coming August 1st. Your gold and diamond specialist with free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Now, a special announcement for veterans. Over 1,800 American military veterans die each day, many of whom do not receive all of the VA benefits they have earned. The Dignity Memorial Network offers comprehensive services to help eligible veterans and their families receive the VA burial benefits from the U.S. government. Your Dignity Memorial provider knows more about obtaining everything that is owed to you, including monetary burial benefits, a government-issued marker, presidential certificate, and much more. Your local Dignity Memorial provider also offers a free planning guide that includes worksheets and valuable information on how you can save an extra 10% off services not covered by your VA benefits. Whether you want to receive the planning guide or you have more immediate needs, your Dignity Memorial provider is here to help. The Dignity Memorial Network, America's leading funeral homes and cemeteries, united to bring you the services you need when it matters most.
McDonald's Chapel and Reading Memorial Park proudly serves the Reading area. Call 241-2256, 241-2256.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Vaught. 7:35 in the morning, July 29th. It's going to get up there to like that 107 range today. But we have Amy on the phone who's going to tell us how to take care of ourselves and be healthy and work out in this heat.
That's right. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Well, real quickly, I want to talk today about mistakes that I see people make so often. And it's really easy to do, you know, this heat gets hot. People forget to want to eat. And it's really important that you, one, don't starve yourself. I see a lot of people doing this whole starving their bodies thing. You've got to make sure you're eating every 3 hours. Within an hour of waking up, I need you to put food in your body. And then every 2-3 hours after that, I need you to keep eating to keep that metabolism revved. How does the train keep going? You throw the coal on, right? Well, your food is your coal. I need you to keep yourself fueled. Another thing I see people do a lot is they go way no fat. Well, you know what? We need fat. I need you to have some fat in your diet, but I need it to come from those omega-3 fats, like your olive oil, your avocados, your nuts, and your fishes. So fat's important. You should have a little bit of good, healthy fat every day. Some people go into an all-or-none thinking. If they screw up, they figure, forget it, they'll just go for the binge. Well, you got to think about, it's not about willpower, it's about having strategies. Have strategies in place. So if you overeat, then fine, brush your knees off, get back up again. Only allow yourself 4 meals a week that you could flub up on. Now, what's a flub? Well, a flub could be you skipped a meal. A flub could be you overate, or a flub could be that it wasn't well balanced. But just make sure that if you happen to fall off track, that you don't use that as a means to go way off track. It's a little slip, get back right back onto your eating habits. As long as you eat 90% of the time really well, you can give yourself a 10% leeway. And that comes out to about 4 meals per week for most people if they're eating 6 times a day. Finally, there's this huge fear of carbs out there. I don't want people to fear carbs. They're really important. They have their place, especially in the morning. You got to get those brains going and get them turned on. So carbs are really important in the morning, and it actually right after a workout, they're another really important time to have carbohydrates because you got to replenish your stores of carbs you have. The last thing, guys, we've all heard it. If you don't plan, you plan to fail. So planning is key. It only takes an extra 10 minutes the night before to make your lunch for the next day. Or as you're cooking dinner that night, cook dinner for the next night, too, so you have a plan. Those simple things can make a huge change in a lot of people's lives.
Amy, thank you for always your wise advice. And I think, you know, as we get going here, we always take heed. There's a lot of information that people hear here on KCNR. And your Friday morning tips are always great. Thank you. Have a great weekend, Amy.
You too, guys.
Take care.
Amy from Madison's Peak Performance. Thanks.
Great place. Okay, we're going to take an early break because when we come back, we have Chris Darker here. And we're going to be talking with him. And he is a member of the Save the Reading Convention Center Committee. So when we come back, we'll be starting that conversation. This is Free Fire Radio.
Your search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and Affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading. Find them in the white pages or on the internet. SFI Insurance Services.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460 brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
I'm in the, I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning and welcome to KCNR 1460. We like to bring you what is hot and what's going on right now in the North State.
Welcome. Oh, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's 7:42 in the morning on the 29th of July at Carl Linda Bott. Our guest for this segment is Chris Darker, who is a member of the Reading Convention Center or Save the Reading Convention Center Committee. So, good morning.
Well, good morning, Carl and Linda. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's get you up closer onto that microphone. Yeah, there
sure.
We go.
Well, yeah. Linda was arranging this as we were jumping through this week, and it was a great deal here.
Thanks for coming. We saw you this morning on the news, and I mean, this is one of those close your eyes and things are happening, boom, like over the weekend. What is going on? Just tell us what's going on, and for those people, I mean, is there still a shining hour?
Yes, I believe there is still a shining hour, and that hour is going to be on Monday afternoon, starting at 4 o'clock at the Civic Center, City Hall. And we're hoping to have the community show up and give the comments that they've been telling our committee all along, which is keep the convention center open. Keep it in the hands of the citizens of this community. It belongs to us. Tax dollars have bought and paid for that building. And it's time for our community to make sure that our city council knows that and the city of Reading knows that.
Okay, now Steve Gaines is a member of your committee, if I understand this right. Who is he owns the Best Western Hilltop and chairs the Reading Hospitality Group. And he talks about we can and should privatize. Is that a different idea than what you all are saying?
Not really.
Is he a member of your group?
You know, he hasn't been at the meetings lately, but we have sat down with him and Bob Warren from the Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association just the other day, and we were talking about different ideas and different approaches. And I think we both come to the conclusion that, yes, it needs to be managed by a private company, but it still needs to have some oversight by a citizens committee.
Okay. I think Shasta Wonderland, right? They get paid, I think, 700 and something thousand a year out of the funds that are for the convention center to build business there. Is that correct?
Correct. It's called the there's a transient occupancy tax, and currently they get 25% of it. Convention center is supposed to get 25% of it, and then 50% goes to the general fund to be spent how the council sees fit.
That's not what it was originally set up for, though, right?
Correct.
Okay. That 25% that goes to the Shasta Wonderland, are we getting our money's worth out of that, or is that something you care to address right now?
Well, I can't really address that. I mean, I haven't looked at their budget, but, you know, they're
almost $1 million they're getting.
Yeah, right? Yeah. They take care of the advertising and of the region, the whole area, really. It's not specifically the convention center, but they're advertising all the different things that and places to go to in Shasta County and the Northern California region. So it's not specific to Redding. However, Redding seems to be pitching in the majority of the money for this thing.
Okay, hey Chris, what is the plan the committee has? Can you give us specifics here so people out there can listen to this and then can show up Monday, talk about this or get their viewpoints out?
Sure. You know, the committee came up with basically 8 points. And the first one is, let's do away with the name Convention Center. When they first built it, it was called the Redding Civic Auditorium. That's what it needs to be. Conventions are not a big deal here in Redding. I know the reason behind changing the name to Convention Center, because at the time conventions were a big thing, and they thought that would be a good marketing tool. But it's not so much anymore. It's a civic auditorium. It's just like if other cities have the same thing. We have special events there. We have all kinds of things going on. So let's not make it specific to conventions. So we need to change the name back to the way it was. And we need to move some more TOT, transit occupancy tax, or we need to find ways to refund the convention center. You know, we know the city's struggling with the budget, as the whole country is, the whole world is. So let's find some new ways to do that, and we have some ideas about that. We're looking at similar to what the Cascade does. Perhaps we could have memberships that, and the Cascade's done a wonderful job. They have some great shows. We can do the same type of thing with the auditorium. We can also get corporate sponsors and do it that way. We're looking at grants to revitalize the appearance of the Civic Auditorium. So there's several, a list of things that we're looking at. I just look at the Cascade, and I think they did some wonderful things there, and I think we can do the same. We're asking to have a seven-person commission appointed by the city council so that there is official oversight of going forward and making the plans on how to manage it, how to maintain it, and how to raise the money to keep it open. We want to keep the current city staff that are working there. They have the knowledge. It's a specialized equipment that needs to be done. It's specific to just that civic center. And we had also made recommendations on having a marketing firm come in or hiring a marketing firm, such as Mesa Productions, or maybe an organization that's larger.
Mesa
than
Productions
that
is one of the ones that has put a bid in for the the Civic Auditorium Convention Center.
Right.
The people that work there, the city workers, anybody could work there, though. In reality, right?
I suppose. I mean, there's things like forklifts. You've got to be certified to run a forklift, and it takes a while to learn and understand how that is set up. It's a specialized auditorium. It's not like a gymnasium where you pull out the seats. It's quite complicated, and it takes some knowledge and training on that.
Okay.
Well, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, I'd like to ask some questions like what we can do as a community here in the last, let's almost like the last breath. You know, is the hammer really going to fall, and what can we do? Because a lot of times it's like if people hear ish, they think of a rumor, but you're here to tell us differently. And we're going to take a break getting more information. Stay tuned for KCNR 1460.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Sweet August!
Y'all come out to French Gulch on Saturday, August 27th. That means all of you.
Why?
Why? What do you mean, why?
Why?
Because it's the first annual Old West Day here in French Gulch, and there's going to be a hot time in this old mining town all the day long. That's why. We're starting with a pancake breakfast just after sunrise, and then the prettiest little parade you ever did see. And then the stagecoach robbery at high noon.
Can I ride in it?
You can ride up and down Main Street and see all Old West stuff like gold mining, maybe even pan some gold for your own self.
Will there be some good vittles, singing and dancing?
There'll be more food and entertainment than you can shake a stick at.
And I hear tell Lou White and the Bandits will be playing from 5 to 8 p.m. with a barbecue of chicken and ribs being cooked up by the French Gulch Hotel. Y'all come down now, you hear? That's Saturday, August 27th. If you want further information, I reckon you could just use that telephone thing. Just turn the crank or dial 359-2078.
Well, hi. There you are in your comfort zone, thinking all is well. Not exactly. The issues facing America right now affect you, your family, and your wallet. Join the conversation on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday at noon, and find out what's really going on. Unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. The Alana Burke Show, making the ears of the liberals and the politically correct burn on a daily basis. Sponsored by Haas Ranch and Farm, growing the North State since 1863.
Mamma mia!
You are not Italian.
No, but we're headed there for Second Tuesday Club.
That's right. Tuesday, August 9th at Nello's Place on Vicelli Lane.
Nello's Place. Salad with fresh grated blue cheese, great Italian food, seafood, wine.
Yeah, we get it. You like to eat. Won't you please join us at Nello's Place on Tuesday, August 9th for great food and good company, as Nello's kindly donates a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane Society helping the animals.
Yay, Italian food and animals.
Wow.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 at 7:52 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelly run a great place at Espresso Joe's there in Finest Walk-In Humidor in the state. They support veterans. They have discounts for veterans. They support our community. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Chris Darker, he is a member of the Save the Reading Convention Center Committee, and he's given us ideas that they believe would work to keep the convention center open, but keep it also as a part of the city. Is that correct, Chris?
That is correct.
Now, Steve Gaines, who is head of the hotel group that has thrown their support behind you, it says here in the Record Searchlight, so it must be correct, is saying he uses the word privatization. So yeah. That's not exactly what you all are advocating, though. Is that true?
Not exactly in the true sense of the word. I mean, if you say privatization, does that mean that we're selling the convention center and, it's out of our hands? That's not what the committee's advocating at all.
Okay. You're advocating that it stay in the city controls it completely.
Correct. It needs to belong to the city because, obviously, the city taxpayers paid for it, and it's not something we're interested in selling. So, our community gathering place is not for sale. It's not for lease. I mean, to give out, to let some other business or church take it over. It belongs to us, and we need to make it work.
Okay, so here's the point that I'm getting, it's just bowling me over, is that we're drowning.
Correct.
And we need the community. If this is really, it's the last hour, forget about it. You either show up. I mean, what can you do with your last breath to really make a stand? And this is where the community has to come together. If that's what, if this is truly what the community wants, is to keep the convention center as it is and have the city run it, have it be for the people, by the people, all of what it is now, except for, you know, actually put together probably finally some fundraisers in order to improve it. This is the moment. This is the moment, Monday night.
That's right. I mean, this is our last stand, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, the committee of 22 people, I mean, business, from the business background and retired folks to folks that are just doing living here in the community. I mean, we've had over 2,000 people come to us and give us ideas and suggestions, and we're advocating for the citizens of this community. And they say keep it in the hands of the public, and keep it open. So Monday night is like our last stand. I mean, you can bet a decision has already been made here to lease it out to Bethel Church for as long as 10 years. That's a huge amount of time right there, a decade. So the only choice is for the citizens to step forward, as they have by signing petitions already, to physically be at the city council meeting on Monday. It's a special meeting, so that's this Monday, August 1st. Be there at 4 p.m. Hear what the committee has come up with, and a lot of that's been put in the paper already, and stand up. Be heard.
I think the biggest stumbling block right now for everybody, and everybody knows this, is it one point? Is it $1 million it cost us a year to keep that thing open?
The latest estimates I heard is 1.4.
$1.4 million that we're paying out of our pocket. That's above what it makes. So that's a big bite right there.
Yeah. Well, the city's let it get that way.
It's absolutely true. You're absolutely right on that. They have let it get that way. They have put a series of non-promotional type people in there, or if they put a promoter in there, they've tied his hands. And, you know, so this is just, you can just see it watching. If you look back 5 years, probably, or 6 years, or 10 years, you can just watch it starting to go downhill. And from when, you know, and just never got any better. They kept pushing the maintenance money to the side, all this.
So. Yeah, Carl, you got to ask yourself, why is the city letting it fail? Why is the city letting the convention center fail?
But it has been going on for, this is almost systemic. I mean, it's gone on for years, though, right? Through various administrations.
Right.
And I think it's because it's just too hard for them to do. I frankly think that. I don't think it was like, well, if we do this, then we're going to let McConnell. McConnell wants to buy it. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
McConnell wants just to pay cash. And, you know, and so that's another big thing. Questions coming in?
Yeah, from Joe. See, look in here. Will this organization, which this man represents, be a nonprofit? If so, will it run on transparency, open meetings, public access to records? Who will sit on the board, or will it stay in the city as is? This is a question
They're
from
talking
the
about
chat room.
The committee that would be running this.
Right.
The committee or commission that we're asking for would be just like a city council, and it would just be a subset of the council, a commission that would do the oversight, so that if we do have a private person come in and run it, we've got citizens open, totally
transparent,
open.
So, not, unlike the city council.
Absolutely.
I mean, open and transparent, and so that anybody can walk in and see what's going on at any time.
Right.
I think that's what Joe's final question
yes.
was there.
Final
okay.
thoughts. We've got 1 minute left.
Final thoughts. You know, we need folks to show up Monday. If you're not there, your convention center won't be there for you in the future, as far as we're concerned. We applaud the offers from Bethel. However, it's really not what the citizens in the community want. And, you know, like I said, if you're not there on Monday, I don't think your convention center is going to be there for you after that.
Okay. All right. This is a
Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thanks a lot for coming in, Chris.
This is the reality. This is where the rubber meets the road.
Yeah, if there's any, you know, if there's anything that goes on beyond that, of course, you're always welcome to come on here and discuss it.
Right. Okay. Thanks a lot, Carl and Linda. You're doing a great thing for the community.
Well, you're doing a good thing as far as, like, you know, waving the flag and doing everything with your guts to make it happen.
We believe our mission here is to get all sides out so people can look at it instead of just getting fed certain stuff.
Right.
Hear it from the words of the people.
Exactly. Thank you.
Okay, and with that in mind, our next guest at 8 o'clock will be Bethel Church. I mean, we haven't had Bethel on before, and we're going to be talking about Bethel Church, you know, where they are, who they are, and we're also going to be talking about the convention center. They've, as everybody knows, that they've put in a bid to lease the convention center for the next 10 years. What are their plans for it, and what plan, and will that impact on the community itself?
So we'll be taking your calls at 605-4567, as well as the chat room is always open. Chat Packers, that is KCNR1460.com. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It's a crisis still without end.
There are plenty of ways out of this mess, but we are almost out of time.
President Obama, as House Republicans keep working on a debt relief plan that Senate Democrats say is doomed. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
With House Republicans deadlocked, the president used his address to try and shift the focus to the Senate. He suggested variations on bills offered by the Democratic and Republican leaders.
Today I urge Democrats and Republicans in the Senate to find common ground on a plan they can get support from both parties in the House.
But House Republicans are not ready to throw in the towel. They just wrapped up a meeting where they're trying to work out their differences. Freshman Republican Tim Scott of South Carolina earlier said he needs significant modifications.
At the end of this year, we are not going to be able to look our constituents in the face and simply say that what we did was good enough.
Other freshmen say the Boehner plan is certainly preferable to what they would get stuck with from the Senate. Dave?
Now, Mike, here's why we're being warned about a default next month and why President Obama says we could have our credit rating lowered.
The Treasury will take in $172 billion in projected tax revenues, but it owes more than $300 billion in the month of August.
Fox Business Network's Peter Barnes. The economy is slowing down even more. Second quarter growth was just 1.3%, and that is making Wall Street a little nervous. The Dow is down 49 points. The AWOL soldier from Fort Campbell, arrested for a plot to attack Fort Hood, Nasser Abdu, could today go to court in Texas, and Fox has learned more about the plot.
Setting off at least two bombs in and around a crowded restaurant here in the city of Killeen, a restaurant that would have been packed with Fort Hood soldiers and their families, and allegedly, as people ran for cover, Abdu wanted to shoot at those people.
Fox's Chris Gutierrez, Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My daughter swims like she's part fish, but when she developed asthma, I worried she wouldn't be able to do the things she loves. There were lots of specialists, lots of advice. Without United Healthcare, I couldn't keep track of it all. United Healthcare has tools to help her pediatrician coordinate her care, so everyone works as a team.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Now we both breathe easier.
At Advance Auto Parts, we know that gas prices have a tendency to drive you crazy. Us too. So right now, we'd like to do something a little bit crazy for you. When you visit AdvanceAutoParts.com, you can enter to win $250 in free gas. And while you're there, check out the Big 9 tips that we've created to help you maximize your mileage. Free gas giveaway. Now that's crazy. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends 11:59 p.m. August 17, 2011.
Again, our top Fox story. President Obama, in a White House statement about 25 minutes ago, urging Republicans and Democrats to work together on a debt relief plan. This as the GOP in the House tries to finish their own version that the Senate says will be doomed there. It's a day of mourning in Norway, a week after the terror attacks that left 76 people dead. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither has more live.
Dave, the country's prime minister has said his country will make it through the tragedy together. Speaking through a translator at one of the memorial services, he praised the people that helped in the attacks.
There's so many heroes since that Friday on Utøya Island, among the rescuers, among the boat people and all the volunteer helpers.
Anders Breivik is being interrogated again by police, and psychiatrists are assessing whether he's of sound mind to be criminally responsible. He's already confessed to the killings, Dave.
Emily, there's concern in rebel-held areas of Libya after their military leader was found shot and killed along with two of his aides. Abdel Younes had once been Gaddafi's military chief, but he defected at the beginning of the rebel uprising. Tropical Storm Dawn could hit southeast Texas tonight, and they're rolling out the red carpet.
Someone's going to get it. We hope that it's us.
County Emergency Management Director Danielle Hale in Corpus Christi, she wants the storm's rain because Texas is suffering from a severe drought. If you get a nose job, do you need your head examined?
Well, according to a new Belgian study, many of the people who get rhinoplasty have a mental illness called body dysmorphic disorder, or BDD. This means they can't stop obsessing over their appearance and mostly obsess over an imaginary bodily flaw. Now, over a 16-month period, researchers distributed BDD questionnaires to more than 250 nose job patients and found that 33% had moderate to severe symptoms of BDD. Carly Pugliot, Fox News Radio.
Again on Wall Street, amid worry about debt and a slow economy, the Dow's down 57. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 8:05 in the morning, July the 29th. We are quickly leaving July. Temperature day is supposed to be around 105. Weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. They're having music this weekend.
Saturday night is Chris Lauer. Check it out, 474-5546 for reservations. Chris Lauer with his lovely vocals and guitar will be on the deck. And Thursday nights and Sunday evenings, extended hours with a chef that is going to be doing fabulous pizzas. They have a new pizza oven, so make your reservations. You want to check out Chef Wilcox. Of course, Chef John Stadelli is still always there, but check it out, 474-5546. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Thanks, son. Hey, the weather right now, the temperature is 76 degrees, and it's going to be another one. Yesterday was 110 on my thermometer. Other people will say, no, it only went up to 108. In our last hour, we talked to the Save the Reading Convention Center Committee representatives, and that their idea is to keep the Reading Convention Center working. Have the city control it with a committee to oversee it. There has been, as everyone knows, there has been bids put in to lease the convention center, and the Bethel Church has taken the lead in that. And so we've invited Bethel Church on today and to talk about, you know, their plans for the convention center. But first, we want to talk a little bit more about Bethel Church and let them talk about it. So our guests today are Charlie Harper, Paul Manwaring, and Tim Janae, all from Bethel Church. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Okay, when people talk about Bethel Church, can you give us a brief synopsis of what Bethel Church is?
Sure. Bethel Church, of course, is a church that's been in Reading since 1949, and Pastor Bill Johnson came to be on the pastor about 15 years ago, 1990, well, 16 years ago now, and he came from Weaverville. He was there for 17 years, and before that, he was at Bethel under his dad's ministry. So goes back a long ways. A lot of us have been, Chris Valentin and myself, were part of Bill's non-staff, elder team in Bethel. I was there for 17 years that Bill was there. So we go back a long time together. In Reading, probably the direction church changed somewhat when Bill came, and that he has quite a ministry beyond Reading. He's on the road a lot. He travels a lot. He has quite a influence nationally and internationally, and as well as the rest of our team. And so Bethel, a couple of years after Bill was here, we started the School of Ministry, Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry, and that school began, was that 14 years ago now? About 14 years ago. And My daughter was in that first class, 33 students, and you know, we didn't really know what it would turn into, but it's grown year by year, and over time it began to draw people from all over the United States and all over the world, and has quite an impact on the community. You guys have something to add about Bethel, Paul?
I think probably most importantly, we believe that when there's a church in a city, it should make a difference to a city. That the church shouldn't just exist in its own isolation. And we seek to do that, not just here in Reading, but around the world. And the relationships that we have with church leaders around the world are really just to help them as churches, not just to exist in isolation, but actually make a difference to the community that the church is in. There are places you can see large churches, but they don't actually make a difference to the life of people in a city. And it's not just about presenting what we believe. It's actually making a difference to the way of life. So we passionately believe in that. We're very much a church that has a global movement, that has an influence around the world. And that's really important to us. And I was attracted to that 10 years ago and left a career and came to Reading that virtually none of my friends had ever heard of, and gave up a good career in England to be here because I passionately believe in not just the church, but the message of the church and the desire of the church to make a difference everywhere we are.
Well, how many churches are you all affiliated with, and how many members would you say?
Around the world, we use some slightly different language. You don't talk about membership or affiliation. We really are about relationship, and that's very deliberate. We've had 2,000 years of church history that's seen a lot of division, and denominations keep on springing up. And so our heart isn't to start another denomination. Our real goal is to add strength to other church leaders. Now, we're connected to somewhere around 4,000 or 5,000 people who are connected to the relational network which I lead under the covering of Bethel Church.
Okay. Hey, we're going to have to take a quick break here. And our guests are from Bethel Church. We're talking about Bethel Church. And after we kind of establish who you are and which many people know, and we have questions from the chat room and some of the things that you do, your media, in other words, I don't know if people realize just how extensive and how what you have in your media with your music and your video and TV. It's just it's very I think it'd be very surprising to people to find out how well known you are in the music scene. And we're going to take a break and we'll come back, and of course we're going to be addressing the convention center and Bethel's plans for the convention center. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, 8:11 in the morning.
Back at Wind River Casino. Play for local charity. Play double action bingo only $3 a game with a chance at $500. 10% of all double action sales goes to Anderson Chamber of Commerce. Over $100,000 cash guaranteed, plus $5,000 free slot play given away every month while you play for Anderson Chamber of Commerce. You only have to be 18 to play. Hands-free electronic bingo available. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river. Bingo is better on the river, paying out over $100,000 guaranteed cash monthly. 100 large. Plus $5,000 free slot play, $12,000 and $20,000 monthly sessions. Play our hottest new bingo game, $10,000 Super Bingo Coverall. The games keep going and the jackpots keep growing. Play bingo at Wind River Casino. You only have to be 18 to play high stakes Indian bingo. Call 1-800-280-UIN. 1-800-280-UIN. Or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to Cars?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, then I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of Cars?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in. They'll call me, let me know what needs to be done. They'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to Cars. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The warm summer months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their cooling system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox has always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel to make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied. Call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer, today for a free estimate and rebate information. 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on with Free Fire Media. Carl and Levant, 8:15 in the morning, July the 29th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care and Dr. Joseph Lea. 1751 Hartnell Avenue. Top designer lines. On-site lab.
I'm taking the microphone right from Carl. We have a studio full of gentlemen here today, and we're really excited. So let's get right to it. But first, we say again, this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care. Joseph Lea, doctor, I went in there yesterday, and I was really worried because, you know, after that torn retina, I was wondering. I had some flashes in my eyes, and he took me right in and dilated my eye and gave me the full. Wonderful. I feel safe with him. And he did an examination and said, don't worry, because it's part of the scarring and the healing. And then I did finally get my bifocals, but they're called something else. Progressive lenses. So it's official, folks. I've got my lenses. You have to share it. And if you ever need somebody to look at your eyes and really do a wonderful job at, the doctor who you feel safe with, Dr. Joseph Lea, Advantage Eye Care on Hartnell Avenue. And that his number is 223-2325.
I think you look adorable in bifocals. Progressive lenses. Our guest from Bethel Church, Charlie Harper, Paul Manwaring, and Tim Janae. We're going to talk to Tim right now. Tim, you're head of the media department. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
How big is your media department there at Bethel?
We've got about 50 staff.
Can we have him turned on there?
Yeah, sorry. I don't
pretend. Okay, now we're okay.
There we go.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, Bad Bob sometimes on Fridays just plays with
There's
me.
There's a lot of mics in here.
That's right. Okay, we're ready. So you're head of the media center there.
Correct. We've got about 8 departments, 50 folks, primarily with video, editing, the web store, web developers. We've got all these are a lot of behind-the-scenes people that really our goal is to really get the message out and fuel people's personal encounter, So that's our main goal. iBethel TV is probably the main thrust for our outreach. Around the world, we've got about 92,000 monthly viewers, if you will. So a lot of
do they subscribe to this?
There's two different levels. There's I'd say 90%+ of that is free. Mm-hmm. And there's a chunk of people, if they want more, there's a bunch more content they can get for a monthly fee. So there is a subscription. So we do collect their information. We get about 92,000 people a month around the world, and stories every single day of just how many people that we're really reaching. It's just it's pretty humbling from Reading,
from that one spot there.
Yeah.
Of course, you've got almost a state-of-the-art production facility, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty enviable at times.
Your music, the music side, you want to talk about that a little bit? When I took a tour through Bethel and your production center, your media center there, we talked about the music that you all have.
Yeah, we've got a pretty enormous movement with Jesus Culture. Next week, Jesus Culture is the primarily focus with the youth. Raising a new breed of revivalists, and a lot of youth are really on fire, love the music. Kim Walker Smith and a bunch of other really popular names. I think Jesus Culture on Facebook has got around 400,000 fans. Bethel Church doesn't have that many fans, but it's an amazingly popular across Europe and Australia and, of course, the U.S. And so we're going to Chicago next week, Allstate Center, and try to pack it out with 16,000 to 18,000 people. Pretty big event, biggest we've ever done, and we're taking about a dozen folks from Bethel Media to help make that happen.
And that's a music event?
Yes, music and training.
And training?
Yeah, there's a...
And you're going to film that, and then also are you going to be...
We'll be streaming it.
Streaming it live and all that?
Exactly. Oh, okay. It's called Awakening 2011, so yeah.
Now, one of the things I was surprised about is, your music label, I guess you could call it a music
label.
Yeah,
it's a label, yeah.
That last year, that y'all were the number one or the eighth largest download from iTunes...
Right,
and they were trying to figure out across all segments, not just Christian,
right.
Or you know, but that, and that they were trying to figure back in Nashville, trying who are these people,
right?
Because some of the albums only had like three songs on it,
right? Yeah, that I think that was the Come Away launch, and it kind of shook things up. They said there's no marketing machine, there's no label, there's no anything, but we're out there, and it's really strange. They say it takes 15 years to make an overnight success, but there's been a lot going on for a long time.
Can I ask you a little bit about, now it's Kim Walker Smith. About 4 or 5 years ago, I was the, what do you want to call it, the host for So You Want to Be a Star.
Oh, yeah.
And she won that. And I was able to see her through, I think there were 12 rounds. It's very much like Star Search or American Idol. And she was so graceful through the hard hours that it took, and she won. And at that point, I had heard that she was with this church and she really loved her worship music, and that's what she did. And that she ended up, through the funds that she won from that, quitting her job so she could focus fully on her music. So I'm thinking this is the same Chris Walker. And so now it's Chris Walker Smith. Tell us what she's doing now.
Yeah, Kim is one of our premier names on our label with Jesus Culture. Obviously married, and her husband, Skylar. They travel all over, obviously, with Jesus Culture. She's just really a multifaceted musician. We had just a fun kind of a talent night. It was a fundraiser for our Christian school. And she put on a cowboy hat, played a harmonica, and sang like I've never heard her sing before. And I'm like, wow, where does it stop? You know, she is just amazing, multifaceted.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to start talking about the convention center. Also, some people have questions in the chat room about do people just come to you, or do you go out and seek members for the church? You know, it's questions like that. But also, why don't you build your own auditorium? Okay, we'll answer those when we come back after this break. Carl on the Bot. This is Free Fire Radio.
Get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
The Gold Mart annual estate sale starts August 1st. Start your Christmas shopping early with free layaway. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Waterworks Park.
The avalanche is awesome.
It was really fun.
When you're coming down, it's really fast.
It's awesome. It's just so awesome.
Really fun.
The avalanche is my favorite ride.
Fast, fun, wet, the cyclone.
Fun, really fun.
Summertime fun
at Waterworks Park, the coolest place in Reading.
You'll have fun shooting down the mountain at Waterworks Park.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. The Gold Mart annual estate sale coming August 1st. Your gold and diamond specialist with free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Is something in your life challenging you? Do you have the motivation to create a change? Where does that come from? What inspires you? I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, your host for the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, streaming live from KCNR1460.com. And I'm always working hard to find that one motivating piece of information to help you make the changes you so desire. Wake up to your life. Tune in to the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon. We talk about everything important: your health, thoughts, beliefs, relationships, sex, love, struggles, and triumphs. Nothing is off limits. Your stories are welcomed. Every Saturday, 11 to noon, the Conscious Living Show, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot, 8:25 in the morning, July the 28th. It's 78 degrees. It's going for 105. Our guests are from Bethel Church. We're talking about Bethel Church, but also about the Convention Center. Charlie Harper, Paul Manwaring, and Tim Janae. And we have Jay on the phone. Jay, you're live.
Hey, good morning. You know, I'm a yellow cab driver, and I drive a lot of your people to and from the airport, and occasionally from to and from their homes to the different schools you have set up. And I must say, I'm very impressed by the caliber of people you have attending. You can always tell who they are. They have a upright, happy look on their face. They're well dressed, and that speaks well for you and for your organization.
Well, Jay, thanks a lot. You haven't, and y'all can make comments on this too, when he's talking.
No, that's great. It's good news. And we hear that all the time. We go to restaurants, we go to hotels, and we're the staff of Bethel. And people say to us, we can always recognize the people that are coming to visit Bethel, and they love it,
They don't even have to tell you who they are. You already know. You can just tell by looking at them. That's every race, culture I can think of comes in there. I'm amazed how far widespread you guys are. Thanks to you guys, I can now tell the difference between a New Zealand and an Australian accent.
How about British?
Yes, but they're a little tricky because some of the Australians sound a little British too. But excellent job. And I did have a question, gentlemen. If you do take over, are you going to allow other groups to come in and make dates in there, or is it going to be only Bethel?
Absolutely. We need to have other groups come in. It's going to be an important part of the plan to fill that place up as much as possible.
Well, thank you very much, and have a nice day.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Jay. Okay, questions. How do you all recruit your people? I think is the exact question. How do you recruit people to come to Bethel?
It's a really interesting question. We don't actually have a recruitment strategy as such. Fundamentally, what we believe is that we want people to have a relationship with Jesus. And when they have an authentic relationship with Jesus, they want to become a part of something bigger than themselves. So we spend a lot of time ministering to people around the city, and people just have encounters with Jesus, have their lives changed through prophetic words, through people praying for them for healing. And our goal really is to introduce them to a relationship with Jesus. Now, that might mean that they end up with a relationship with Bethel Church, but that really isn't our goal. We would be as happy if somebody goes to another church in town has come to us. And some of our growth, of course, has also been this crazy international growth, of which I'm a part of it. We have people that literally give up careers, sell houses, travel thousands of miles, come to Bethel, come to our school of ministry, spend 1 or 2 years here, and it's like, well, we want to stay here. We want to be a part of this. So our recruitment is really just about influence, and people find out what we're doing. I would say, really, my summing up of a church is that today's church needs to be a place where people encounter Jesus, want to become a part of a family, and are trained and equipped to make a difference in the world they live in. And that's really what we're about. It's not just about building church and numbers.
Okay. Another question coming here is, there's a van from Bethel that's in the church. I mean, in the park. You see that a lot. A Bethel van in the park, in the city park. What goes on there?
We call that outreaches, but we, on a regular basis, and we've done this for years, Saturdays, we, I think, cook meals for about 400 people. We have groups that go out to about 7 or 8 locations around the city and make food available for you know, hot meal for people that that would really appreciate it. And we've been doing that week after week, year after year. Get to know these people. You know, maybe they never come to church, but they have a connection with somebody from Bethel. Some of those same people we pick up on the bus and bring them in on Sunday morning. We have a free breakfast we cook for about 200 people on Sunday morning at our facility there.
Okay, we have about a minute and a half left here, so I don't want to get into a long question here. They're going to be voting Monday,
right?
Who's going to take, I guess, have a chance at having the contract for the convention center. Have you heard anything about it? We're hearing things in the news that's been declared that it's almost a open and shut deal that you all will get this contract.
I don't think it's an open and shut deal till it's done, but you know, we've got our proposal in. Yeah, you know, finalize that they're you know, making their considerations right now. I think they want to hear from the community on Monday and then hopefully have a vote.
Okay. When we come back from our break from the news, why don't you build your own auditorium, which you all think is a great question. And we're going to talk about if you did get the lease on this, what kind of acts wouldn't you allow in the convention center, if any? What restrictions would you put on the acts coming in or different groups coming into the convention center? I think this is one of the big questions people have that has not been answered, at least I've seen in the press and in your own words. This is Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR 1460.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Ron Flatter. While House Republicans negotiate their debt plan, President Obama says he can't wait.
Today I urge Democrats and Republicans in the Senate to find common ground on a plan they can get support from both parties in the House. A plan that I can sign by Tuesday.
So Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he won't wait.
By the end of the day, today, I must take action on the Senate's compromise legislation.
But Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell isn't impressed.
Rather than being responsible and doing their duty and come up with a bill that can actually pass, they've been busy signing people up for the not good enough caucus and ginning up opposition to everything else.
And now Fox News has learned that House Republicans want a short-term increase to the debt ceiling, followed by spending cuts bigger than any subsequent increase. And they want a balanced budget amendment submitted to the states in a second vote. This is a Fox News alert.
Join us this Sunday and every Sunday at C.R. Gibbs American Grill for Sunday brunch, C.R. Gibbs style. Enjoy an entertainment sensation and tantalize your taste buds with Eggs Benedict, biscuits and gravy, malted waffles with over a dozen toppings, our cooked-to-order omelet station, seasonal fruits, homemade pastas, scrumptious salads, delectable desserts, and much, much, much more. C.R. Gibbs favorites like oak-fired tri-tip, seafood specials, and our famous peel-and-eat shrimp. Each Sunday, the chef will change up special creations just to keep you guessing. Savor the combination of great food, great company, and a great price of $13.95. Such a deal, it's a steal, and it's only found at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Brunch is served from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and reservations are always recommended. Call 221-2335, 221-2335. We look forward to serving you this Sunday for brunch, where entertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hey, I'm here with Loanna from As Seen on TV Store. Loanna, what is your favorite gift in the store?
It's the one I use every single day. Every time I step in my car, I use it. I use it when I go on a trip in the airplane. Anytime I'm sitting in any type of chair for any length of time, I love it. It's called the Web Back Support. Now, if you come in the store, we have a really great special on them. We've sold millions of them for $19.95. But in our store now, you can get two for $9.95. Come in today and tell our clerks you heard it on the radio, and you will get three for $9.95.
What a great deal that is. Now, you use these in hot weather. You use these just anywhere, is that right?
Oh, especially in hot weather. The thing I love about it is when you put this in your car seat, it gives you a suspended back support. The air circulation comes right around the back of it, and when I step out, my clothes are not all hot and sweaty.
The only place that you can get these web back supports is the As Seen on TV store. That's 1746 Churn Creek in the Shasta Center.
Incredible summer incentives now going on at Redding's premier independent retirement living community, Shasta Estates. Don't settle for anything less than the best. These incredible incentives end this month. As you consider senior living options, consider the safety and security of live-in managers available 24/7, housekeeping, a robust social calendar filled with fun activities, 3 delicious meals prepared daily by a certified chef, and so much more. All these amenities and all utilities except phone are covered in the monthly rent with no buy-in fees. And Shasta Estates is currently offering a limited number of beautiful one-bedroom apartments at studio rates, as well as a 5-year rent freeze. These summer incentives will never be repeated, so visit Shasta Estates today at 1350 Buenaventura Boulevard for a tour and complimentary meal, or call 243-3014 for more information. Visit us online at www.holidaytouch.com. Shasta Estates is the fun, active, and worry-free lifestyle you imagine for your golden years and is available today with huge money-saving incentives through July only at Shasta Estates.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. They have discounts for veterans. They give great haircuts. They're not going to have your hair blown dry. It's just a great place to get a haircut. DC Tim and the Man in Black, Man's Last Stronghold. It's a good place. You step back kind of in time there to get haircuts and sit around and talk. It's a good place. Go visit them. It's Cypress Square Barbershop off of Athens Avenue. Our guests, Charlie Harper, Paul Manwaring, and Tim Janae, all from Bethel Church, we're talking about and we're discussing, at this point, the convention center. Why not build your own auditorium?
Well, we plan to build our own auditorium, and we have some limitations. We have 70 acres, but to go any further with any development, we have to have a secondary road access out, and the master plan calls for it to be Bodenhammer to connect to Churn Creek, but we don't have a right-of-way there, so there's an issue with right-of-way. The folks that have that property really want to keep it in a natural state, and so that presents a problem. There's some other alternatives I'm working on, but right now we don't have the access. And the other thing is, it feels like we need to grow our church a bit. It's a big step to build a building like that. It's expensive in these days, and I've got a master plan in place to do that, but I feel like we need to grow our church. And having the right now we have Bethel Church. We have a facility on Twin View with services, third facility at the convention center. In that period of time, we'll probably get us to the place where we can do that, and that's our plan.
Okay.
That's why we are looking for the 10 years as well. It's going to take a while to get established running the convention center, working the events and all, get that going as a viable business. And we're going to do that and hopefully have it in good condition as a business, you know, to turn back over to the city or whatever organization the city deems would be running it when we're done.
Okay. So what are your plans for the convention center?
Okay.
What would be your, like, just say your average, you know, day or week or month?
Okay. Our plans are, obviously, our biggest customer is going to be the Bethel School of Ministry, and increase in enrollment is going to provide rent that Bethel Church or the School of Ministry can pay to the nonprofit organization that we're forming to run the center. It's going to be important to have a team in place to market, to, you know, secure other events, you know, concerts, the things that have been there all along, as many as we can host. I know a question came up about, well, how many events can there be there? And I checked the records. We in 2010 they had about 148 event days. In other words, events that ran from, you know, 1 day or 5 days. Add all those days up, it was about 148. We put that over our calendar, how many of those would work with our schedule, our school of ministry there, and it was about 82 days. And then after that, I think I have a viable place to move our Sunday service. If we have a tenant that can come in and rent for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or some long period of time like that, I can move the Sunday service, because we don't intend that to be really large. It's probably going to be somewhere around, you know, up to 1,000, 1,100. And at that size, I have another place we can move them to, you know, provided it's available, which usually is, I'm told. So still working that out, but I have a place to move out if we have a chance. It's a business. We need to generate the income, and so it's going to make sense to take a three-day rental for us to move for that Sunday, we can be able to do that.
So you're saying there's 140 event days.
148.
148 last year. And that you, with the with you all leasing the convention center, that would leave 82, about 82 available.
Within our schedule.
Within your schedule. But even that could be changed some.
Could be increased.
Okay.
And that is, you know, 148 probably is not the glory days for the convention center. It's probably used to be, you know, rented a lot more than that. So we're looking to, you know, increase as much as we can, you know, and make it work for us, you know, have a viable venue for the community as well.
Okay, now there's like, we got a whole bunch of questions lined up and people on the phone, so we're going to take a quick break first before we get into the phone call. So, John, you just hang on until after we do our break, and then Bethel Believer and Sun Gold and Coach Bob, all your questions are here. We're going to get to them as fast as we can. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Psychology for everyday living. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals for an informative look at psychology and local resources. Would you like to learn more about my private practice? Contact me at 515-7946 or through my website at readingpsychotherapy.com. Learn how I can assist you in reaching your family and personal goals. I work with individuals, families, couples, and children and offer group counseling services. My upcoming women's therapy group, Persevere, Discovering Patterns That Keep You Stuck, will begin in May.
Katie Cundy is a registered marriage and family therapist intern, number 59572, under the supervision of Dr. Patricia Bay, MFC number 18727. Get
away. Your search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and Affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading. Find them in the White Pages or on the Internet. SFI Insurance Services.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. In life, we all learn that we must accept what we can't change or change what we can't accept. When we're unable or unwilling to accept those things we can't control or change, we become depressed, anxious, or angry. While sadness, anger, worry, and fear are normal human emotions, sometimes they can feel overwhelming. When our normal methods of coping no longer work, psychotherapy offers us the tools we need to manage our difficult emotions and regain our balance and peace of mind. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
They say when one door closes, another opens. For ING Direct customers upset their bank is getting sold, there's this, Ally Bank. Ally Bank offers great rates, an award-winning online savings account, and no monthly maintenance fees, just like you're used to. Plus, Ally has no ATM fees nationwide, innovative products like Raise Your Rate CDs, and 24/7 live customer service, where phone customer satisfaction is over 90%. Go to allybank.com or call 1-877-247-ALLY. Member FDIC.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR. 1460, it's 8:42 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest Charlie Harper, and Paul Mainwaring, and Tim Janae from Bethel Church. And John, you're on the line. You have a question.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
You know what? I'm fine, John. Welcome back.
You're always fine, Carl. You're like that. You have that fine nature about you.
That's because I'm married to Linda.
Could it get any better?
I can't.
And you got Bad Bob there assisting you.
You know what? Bad Bob's just right here.
Listen, I want to say hello to the gang from Bethel.
Good morning.
And I have some questions for Charlie. First of all, I'd like to point out that in the beginning of this negotiation period back, I don't know, a month or two ago, I attended a meeting with Charlie, and I was somewhat skeptical about Bethel taking over, and I had a lot of doubts and a lot of questions, and Charlie and his associate allayed most of my questions and fears and whatever, and I went to meet with him at Bethel and took a tour and spent a considerable amount of time asking questions to resolve my doubts as to Bethel taking over the operation of the church. And let me say straight up, before anybody else has any of this, he resolved my issues, and I am very much in favor of Bethel handling the operations. And from everything he said, I feel it's going to be fairly done. I'm going to ask Charlie a couple of questions that might make some other people feel better about it.
Hey, John, remember, we got lots of other questions lined up here, too.
Yeah, you know me. I'm never going
to I know. That's why I have to remind you. Succinct here. Succinct.
Okay. Charlie,
yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Listen, one of the things that people don't deal with very well from all of the other groups and anybody else talking about operating this thing is the maintenance issues. There right now is a lot of outstanding maintenance that's necessary on the convention center building itself to make it a continued safe operation. Are you guys prepared to pick up that cudgel?
Well, I think we can do that in good order. We already maintain over 100,000 square feet of buildings around town, you know, from auditorium rooms to classrooms to offices, lots of technical gear, have a good team, and I think we're up to that.
The term of this contract is allegedly to be 10 years, and there's going to be an ongoing growth of maintenance issues, roofs, floors, leaks, cracks, dents, whatever. And you guys are prepared that this is going to be something that you're going to maintain all the way throughout.
Right now there's John Johnson is doing a great job as far as preventative maintenance. It's probably mm-hmm. in better shape than it's been for many, many years. He has that documented in manuals, procedure guidelines, and we're going to take that over. We do that kind of work at our own facility, so I think we're going to do a good job at that.
What you've done with the Chem 2 Hill old building and how you brought it up to code, and it's operating at a good standard, I'm sure that you'll do the same with the convention center building. Now,
the other question I have
to ask, and then I'm going to get off and let other people, because there's room that needs to be done. The other major concern is whether or not programming is going to be sufficient for the balance of the community to operate out of the convention center, to put on shows and whatnot, the dance groups and all of the different local ones that have been done as nonprofits in the past. Are you going to allow for these, and is there going to be room for them to fit in?
We're going to gladly invite them. And like the dance groups, their recitals are after our school year's over, so a lot of them some of them are, it's a no-brainer. They're going to be just fine, and others will work to make room for them. You know, the changing our schedule is for that purpose, to make more room for other events. There's going to be some things that have happened, like on a Tuesday night, that might be difficult to, you know, unless they can use our seating arrangement, that's probably not going to happen, you know, but that's just... We're not going to be able to please everybody, but we're going to do our best to take care of as many as we can.
That's part of what swung me over to your side on this thing, and that I am comfortable with what's going on, is that you looked me in the eye and told me that there is going to be some inconvenience, and that's what you're paying for. And to be that you don't pay the kind of money and pay for the upkeep and take care of the building and the rest of the operation, and not have to have some inconvenience to the community. We recognize that. And personally, I thank you for your efforts, and I appreciate the fact that you're going to put that much involvement into this, and I'm off the air. Thank you guys.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Censorship.
Censorship, that's a good
issue. And transparency in the board that makes these decisions.
Okay. We're going to set up a separate public benefit nonprofit, Cornerstone Management Services. Somewhat, you know, for one, we can't, as a church, can't, you know, run that kind of a business as far as in our type of nonprofit. But we want to, you know, distance ourselves from that somewhat, because we don't plan on having censorship. We don't plan on having any different programming or acts there that the city has already agreed to. So it's going to be what is economically viable for this community. If a promoter is willing to take the chance and come there, it works out for the schedule, that's going to be pretty much how it's been done. That's probably how it's going to be. You know, that's how we intend to do it. From the top down, it's been in Bethel Church. It's been not a desire at all to impose our values on the community. I may not buy a ticket to go to something, you know, because it's not of my choice, but that's my choice. And if the city, you know, wants other acts that you know, we don't have to invite them to our campus on College View.
That's right. So you don't have to invite them in and have dinner.
but we're going to accommodate whatever the city wants there.
Well, how do you make the decision on who comes? It's going to be you all making that decision, right?
Probably it is. You know, it's going to be a negotiation. You know, whether we're going to be looking for people to come, and we're going to be looking to you know, enter into contracts for as many as we can, you know, to help support the operation. But there's not going to be a censorship. You know, that doesn't even cross our minds. And you brought something up a little while ago, and I think it's probably a good idea to have some form of you know, public awareness of who wants to come and who isn't or is not able to. I don't think it's going to be because we don't want them to. It's going to be, you know, because you know, whether they feel the economic risk is right, going to work for them or not.
So what you're saying then is so that there's going to be a committee there, be a transparency there.
Well, it's not going to be public meetings, you know. It's
right.
I think you know, we haven't thought this through, but there could easily be, you know, like who are we negotiating with, you know, and it's not going to be a issue of.
It's not going to be an issue that I, Charlie Harper, don't believe in having the best little whorehouse in Texas coming. It's going to be about coming in on that date, and it's a financial thing.
Yeah, it's a financial thing, the schedule. Probably the biggest thing is going to be the schedule, but we're already changing that to accommodate, you know, more business.
Okay. ZZ Top?
Pardon?
ZZ Top?
Yeah,
maybe you had a quick class on ZZ Top there. Yep. When I was up on a visit. Okay, this is Carl Lindebaugh. This is Free Fire Radio. Our guests are from Bethel Church, and we're talking to Convention Center. A lot of questions about Bethel taking a lease there for up to 10 years. We've talked about why they're doing this instead of building an auditorium. We're talking about the types of you know, that censorship won't occur. What they're doing there is to is to help their entity, the church, but also to help the community. So, got to take a break here, and we'll come back and talk. Finish up here with a couple of the questions. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio.
Pick up the phone to make a little call. Free Budget Blinds is there in no time at all.
Hi, everyone. This is Jerry Bay from Budget Blinds of Reading, sometimes known as the Blind Guy. Is your air conditioner working overtime to keep up? Are you dreading those high utility bills this summer? Budget Blinds can help lower your energy consumption and add style to your home at the same time. Call Budget Blinds today at 226-9027 and let us show you the endless possibility of energy-saving window coverings for your home. Budget Blinds of Reading is a full-service window covering contractor. We specialize in an assortment of blinds, beautiful wood and composite shutters, draperies, as well as interior and exterior shades. Budget Blinds, your locally owned and operated window covering superstore to your door. Call us today for your free in-home consultation at 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com. License number 848191.
Budget Blinds Superstore to your door.
Advanced soil stabilization using Technosoil for dust control on driveways, roads, parking lots, and pathways. Advanced soil stabilization also installs crushed stone driveways. Call Todd Sykes for more information at 530-549-4801. Advanced soil stabilization is green friendly and eliminates dust.
Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hi, there you are in your comfort zone thinking all is well. Not exactly. The issues facing America right now affect you, your family, and your wallet. Join the conversation on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday at noon, and find out what's really going on. Unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. The Alana Burke Show, making the ears of the liberals and the politically correct burn on a daily basis. Sponsored by Haas Ranch and Farm, growing the North State since 1863.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Of course, we're taking your calls this morning. Any last minute calls? We just have a few minutes left here. 605-4567. Yeah, we are in times now that are going to be some changes. And as you know, the first part of our program was with a gentleman and a group of people that are saying save the convention center, and we're here with people that want to revive the convention center, and it's all about, you know, what do you guys think? Our chat room is open. Make sure you call us. We just have a few minutes left here, and we have some special guests here in the studio this morning. And before we went to break, Carl, there was a question that I know that one of our chatters had that you wanted to say, but I just wanted to come back in and open the show while you were trying to find out who was going to be on next week.
Yeah, I should have borrowed your glasses because I can't read it. I'm sure it'll be exciting though. Charlie Harper and Paul Manwaring and Tim Janae here from Bethel. The question is how are you going to pick a committee on for your nonprofit there?
That's a good question, and Bethel Church is basically going to be on the hook, bottom line, to pay these bills, and we're planning on that that committee, or actually that board of directors, will not be a representation from the city. We're really not about that. We want to put a team together that will be like a board of directors of a corporation that can give us good advice and help guide the business nature of the organization.
It'll not just all members of the church. You want directors that are going to make this a success.
Yeah, and it may be members of the church and it may not. That's not a criteria. I'll probably be the chairman of that board. And it'll be people that can help us make it a success. Help to look over the finances, look over the business plan, and just make sure we're heading in the right direction.
Okay, now, let's finish up here. We've got just a couple of minutes left. You had a couple of things that we were talking about during the break.
Yeah, Paul, why don't you share that?
Yeah, sure. I think really the important thing for me is to say that we're not starting from ground zero. This is Bethel Church. We've been in Reading for 60 years. We have people in our church who've been members for over 50 years. We're not starting from scratch. Every year we provide Christmas dinner for over 1,000 people in this city. Every week we provide meals for 400. In the course of a year, we bring in 10,000 people to five of our major conferences every year that are pouring into the economics of this city. We have 300 to 400 international students who are here for 8 months who can't actually earn, so they're not actually drawing on the economy. They're pouring into the economy. We're not starting from zero. We're starting from a place of strength, and we're building on that. So we're not just putting something together just to be opportunistic and grab hold of this opportunity of the civic. This is us building on what we've already got established, and with very much our passion and our heart is to serve the city. We're not coming in just to kind of take over or anything like that. This is us. We want to be a part of this city. We want to continue to serve this city for another 10, 50, 100 years and build a foundation. So we're not starting from nowhere. I think if you went around to the hotels, and we've already had a cab driver on, we're impacting this city. We have over 300 full-time members of staff. So we're a very viable part. We haven't just put something together just to grab a moment. And our heart is to continue to do that, to serve and to maintain and to build a really good reputation in this city that each one of us loves. Even though I'm a foreigner, this is my home and I love this city.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thanks for coming by today and talking to us about the convention center. I know there's been so much consternation about it, you know, and I hope this is you've been able to bring out your what your plans are and answer a lot of these questions here. I know that the I've heard the decision is made. I don't know how they make it already, but the meeting is on Monday night. There's going to be, I guess you will be there and a number of other people at the City Hall.
I'll be there.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will be there. Hey, thank you so much, Charlie, Paul, and Tim, for being here and talking to us about this. Next week, I do know who's on. We're going to have the Veterans Collaborative is going to be on. We're going to have talking about some different aspects of some of the with Mike Wiley on what's hitting the veterans now, and it's just not getting any better, as we've talked about with Bob Dunlap, that. You know, the veterans' home, the backlog in veterans' issues with the Veterans Administration, the whole thing is needs to be addressed. It needs to be addressed at really high levels, and it needs to be done immediately. So just remember, Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. It's the good.